Good morning and welcome to this online service of morning prayer. We are beginning another week of lockdown in the midst of an ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. There have been some remarkable stories of fortitude and recovery from this dreaded disease, but far too many are still struggling with illness, and others are mourning the loss of loved ones who have lost the fight. Others remain on the front line, treating and caring for those in need and maintaining other essential services. This is the eve of my 60th birthday, which I will be observing tomorrow in circumstances I hadn't quite envisaged. In keeping with government guidelines, I expect to be spending the day at home, but without the company of my mother, who is currently in hospital. One meaning of the word temple in the Bible is that when we come together as the family of God, we are corporately, as a church community, the temple of God in Annahilt and Mara Hamlet. Today we are worshipping together online. It is when Christians worship together that we meet God today. Therefore, our relationships with each other are important. And it is so important to me that we are worshiping together as a church family, the church family of which I am privileged to be part, on this significant personal milestone in my life. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We sing the hymn, Jesus Lives. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father,
we have sinned
against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
We sing the Easter anthems. Psalm 116, verses 1 and verses 2 to 17, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. I love the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my supplication,
because he inclined his ear to me on the day I called to him.
The snares of death encompassed me, the pains of hell took hold of me.
By grief and sorrow was I held.
Then I called upon the name of the Lord.
O Lord, I beg you, deliver my soul.
How shall I repay the Lord
for all the benefits he has given to me?
I will lift up the cup of salvation
and call upon the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord
in the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord
is the death of his faithful servants.
O Lord, I am your servant.
Your servant, the child of your handmaid, you have freed me from my bonds.
I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving
and call upon the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord
in the presence of all his people,
in the courts of the house of the Lord,
in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea, and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, Brothers, what should we do? Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord God calls to him. And he testified with many all our arguments and exhorted them, saying, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added.
We sing the canticle, Te Deum.
Oh,
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 13. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." We sing the canticle, Benedictus.
Thank you.
I believe in God.
I believe in God.
The Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father.
Our Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord,
and grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen,
and grant her government wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness,
and let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people,
and bless those whom you have chosen.
Give peace in our time, O Lord,
and let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, make clean our hearts within us,
and renew us by your Holy Spirit.
Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God,
O God,
the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord,
O Lord,
our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The hymn, As We Walked Home at Close of Day. As we walked home at close of day, a stranger joined us on our way. He heard us speak of one who'd gone, and when we stopped, he carried on. Why wander further without light? Please stay with us this troubled night. We've shared the truth of how we feel, and now would like to share a meal.
sat to eat our simple spread, then watched the stranger take the bread. And as he said the blessing prayer, we knew that someone else was there. No stranger he, it was our eyes which failed to see in stranger's guise the Lord who risen from the dead met us when ready to be fed. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. As Mary and our sister said, the Lord is risen from the dead.
Let us pray. Risen Lord, who on the first Easter day drew near to your two disciples on the Emmaus Road, and at evening stayed with them in their village home, be our unseen companion along the daily journey of our life, and at the ending of the day, come and abide with us in our dwellings, for your love's sake. Amen. Lord, we do not always find it easy to recognize you when you come to us. Our spirits are often downcast because we have created our own image of what we expect from you and then fail to perceive you as you really are. Reveal yourself to us. Open our eyes to undiscovered treasures of your word. Meet us in the breaking of bread. Set our hearts on fire with love for you, and send us on our way, rejoicing in your presence as our living Lord. Amen. We pray for those who are sick at this time, remembering in particular Violet Howard and Walter Kelly. God of compassion, we hold before you all those in need of healing, comfort, and encouragement, especially those personally known to us, and of whom we are thinking and remembering in our prayers. Calm the anxious mind, bring balm to the depressed spirit, and strengthen the weakened body, that all who suffer in body, mind, and spirit may know your healing presence surrounding and holding them. Amen. We pray for those working in the National Health Service and other frontline services, that God would protect them. Heavenly Father, we lift before you all our medical staff and professionals, carers, community workers, and those providing essential services. We thank you for their commitment and dedication to sacrificially serve others. We pray that your outstretched arms will embrace their helping hands on the front line of this pandemic. Comfort and uphold them as they deal with the traumatic situations they face. Lord, give them strength and tenacity in their tiredness. Protect them from infection and guard their families. And encourage them with your gentleness and give them compassion and grace in how they serve and lead. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we pray for all in positions of responsibility. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our leaders, the men and women who are called to make decisions that directly affect all our lives. We pray that you would give them wisdom, discernment, integrity, and a sense of calm in the decisions they have to make. We pray for all in government, all local political representatives, head teachers, business leaders, and those in charge of other institutions. We pray for a sense of unity and how they work across stressed systems and structures. We ask for clarity and your wisdom in how all in positions of leadership may act to stop the spread of the coronavirus and protect our society. We ask for provision and release of resources that will help maintain, protect, and sustain our health system. We ask for courage where courage is needed and patience where patience is required. And we pray that these men and women may lead well and be supported and encouraged by your church and by the public. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Almighty and merciful God, who in the days of old didst give to this land the benediction of thy holy church, withdraw not, we pray thee, thy favor from us, but so correct what is amiss and supply what is lacking, that we may more and more bring forth fruit to thy glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We join in the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. We sing the hymn, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds in a Believer's Ear. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. We find ourselves in the middle of this Easter season, now on the third Sunday following the resurrection. And we have a beautiful narrative of how new life breaks into the midst of shattered hopes. Today we are transported back to Easter evening, that same day when Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, and the other women discover the empty tomb and Peter confirms their news. That same day, we meet two of Jesus' disciples on the road from Jerusalem to a village called Emmaus. The two, one is named Cleopas, we're told, are discussing all that has happened, how Jesus had taught and healed, how that same Jesus was betrayed, flogged, and made a spectacle of shame, and how that same Jesus had breathed his last and was laid in a sealed tomb. Add to this the report that Jesus' body was apparently now missing, and listen to the confusion swirl and the questions fly. How could this have happened? Had he been taken? What are we to do now? Where do we go from here? The two disciples have a while, 7 miles, to roll these details over, to ruminate on this loss and wonder at these strange occurrences as they trudge on to Emmaus. Reallys and what-ifs surely animate their footsteps amid exhaustion and abandonment. But we had hoped he was the one to redeem Israel. It's a statement saturated with honesty and pain, a confession of sorts. This was the one who was to restore Israel, to lift up the lowly and to fill the hungry with good things. This was the one for whom generations had longed, hope built upon hope for centuries. And this one finally had a face. Now, even after his death, that face was gone, vanished from view. Imagine the weight of grief. Imagine the intensity of loss. Imagine that. Imagine all that compounded by utter confusion. It might not be all that hard to imagine, honestly. The Emmaus Road is one likely familiar to many of us. It's a well-worn path, and disappointment, marked by sinking diagnosis, inevitable questions, and disbelief. Life seasons and circumstances often determine how steep or winding or rocky this road is. But many of us have probably trod it, whether in the past or in the present. The beauty we experience week in and week out in the Scriptures is that the living God meets us on this road. The living God comes alongside us unexpectedly in moments of loss and difficulty. The living God walks with us in times that tempt despair and despondency, whether we realize it or not. And this is precisely what Cleopas and his friend experience on the Emmaus Road as they encounter a stranger mid-step. "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" he asks. He must have been hiding under a rock, they think. Otherwise, why on earth would he ask about the strange things which had transpired? Little do the disciples know that this is the one whom they have been mourning. Maybe it's grief obscuring their vision. Or maybe the disciples are too entangled in the weeds of dashed hope. Whatever it is, they fail to recognize the one in their midst. But Jesus is there still and hears them out. Jesus listens to their stories of disappointment, at the core of which is his absence. He hears of how he was handed over, condemned, crucified, and buried along with the hopes of Israel. He hears of how his body is missing. Jesus walks stride in stride with his dejected followers, listening intently. Even if the news isn't breaking, the disciples' hearts and dreams are spilled out before this stranger. The women, the disciples tell this stranger, went to the tomb, but they did not find him. The irony is surely not lost. Though Jesus is in front of their eyes, the disciples fail to see him. Have you not heard the prophets? Have their words not sunk in? Jesus asks. Remember Moses and your forebears and the faith. Remember the prophets. Remember the scriptures dripping with promise. The disciples' hearts begin to burn as they wonder about the identity of this stranger. But there is still some distance, some doubt that clouds their vision and obscures their eventual recognition of who is walking and talking with them. If we read around in the Gospels, though, this is pretty typical of Jesus' post-resurrection appearances. It takes time or some sort of personal revelation for this otherworldly visitation to register. Remember that well-known story of Mary Magdalene confusing the risen Christ for a gardener. Remember, too, that startling scene immediately after the Emmaus Road episode, when we read that it takes some time for the disciples' eyes to recognize what appears like a ghost as the risen Christ himself. In that startling scene, food plays a critical role. Jesus eats baked or broiled fish, something no ghost can claim. Such sustenance strengthens the muscles of the risen Messiah. Today, too, Jesus is known in the blessing, breaking, and giving of bread, again showing that the Savior resurrects humanity, carbohydrate by carbohydrate, from the most basic stuff of life. It seems near impossible for those disciples not to have connected this supper with the Last Supper, when Jesus said he would not eat with them again until the Passover had been fulfilled. There seems to be too strong a connection with the two meals not to see a common bread, a common host. In this simple action of blessing, breaking, and giving of bread, we're told, something dramatic happens. As Jesus tears apart that simple loaf, crumbs of disbelief and hopelessness fall to the ground. The disciples' eyes, once clouded with tears, become open to the realities of the resurrection and the provisional character of death. If the Emmaus Road narrative teaches us anything, it is that God has a preferential option for brokenness, which we see repeatedly in the life, death, and ministry of Jesus. But as one writer reminds us, Jesus seems to gravitate towards those whose lives are split open, either by sickness or loss or disappointment. It is in the cracks of our humanity, brought about by this present and ongoing global health crisis, that our Lord's divine resurrected life shines brightest. With the sun setting on their hopes for Israel's redemption, Cleopas and his companion are forced to acknowledge their lives broken open, their dreams scattered on that dusty highway. But it is precisely in that moment that Jesus comes alongside them, opens the scriptures again, and reminds them afresh of the very foundations of their hope. The disciples hear the great narrative of God's history-altering love from the lips of love himself. And when all the scriptures have been unpacked and interpreted, when all the loose ends have been tied up, a meal reinforces the point. The Lord is risen indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing the hymn, Christ is risen, Alleluia. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, raise you up to walk with him in the newness of his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
We sing the hymn, Christ is alive, let Christians sing. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Once again, we thank you for being with us and appreciate your participation in our worship this morning. Our next online service will be next Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter, at 10 o'clock for a celebration of the Holy Communion. Thank you.